Welcome to the Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Alex. I went from being a cop to an eight-figure entrepreneur that helps average people like you and me make money every single day. I created this podcast to help you get motivated and to crush your goals. Let's win together. Remember, I have your six. Get ready to level up right now. Hey guys, Paul Alex here with the Level Up Podcast. I have a special guest with me today, guys. Goes by the name of Tommy. He's gonna formally introduce himself, but he is part of the largest sales team in the United States and soon to be worldwide with Andy Elliott, guys, okay? And we were able to meet at Andy Elliott's Brotherhood, which is his inner circle, and he's such a badass person, genuine guys. He's gonna add a lot of value to you guys, so make sure to stay tuned in for this entire interview because he's gonna talk about sales. He's going to talk about belief. He's going to talk about how he was able to go ahead and transform his life from absolutely going ahead and not having any direction in life to now being a multimillionaire sales consultant for one of the biggest sales trainers in the world. Tommy, welcome to the show, brother. What's going on, my man?
Welcome. Thank you.
So, for everybody watching right now,
that was a real warm welcome.
Hey, man, I got to do it, dude. I'm old school, you know? I'm an old school millennial, so I like to give those formal introductions. And I feel like when I listen to podcasts now, it's not like back in the day, dude. Like, you know, human-to-human interaction. So this is going to be a good one. I know it is.
Cause yeah, I feel it too.
Yeah, dude. So for the people watching right now, tell them who you are, dude. Tell them where you're from and just a general overview of where you come from.
Well, my name is Tommy Prokopovich. I was born in Venezuela. I was actually a illegal immigrant. I came to the States when I was 2 years old, here to Florida, actually. Lived in Florida for like 29 years, but 20 of those years, I was an illegal immigrant for a very long time. Didn't come from money. You know, things are, you know, and you know how Hispanic upbringings and everything is very like, I hate to say it, but it comes from a like very scarcity lack mindset, at least within my family. And it's pretty common within a lot of Hispanic families because they're just brought into like work and work and work and a lot of labor jobs too. But came down here, didn't really have the ability to, I didn't really have a leading example for a very long time. I just knew that I didn't want to be like my parents growing up for a very long time. You know, always like, hey, be careful with your clothes. You know, make sure that you, you know, you're eating your food properly because this is all the food that we have. Don't leave any leftovers. And it was always like a very lack scarcity mindset. And it just didn't fit well with me for a very long time. And of course, going to school, I didn't have the ability to go to college. So I went to school, got really good grades in high school. Had a 4.25 GPA, had scholarships and everything too. But I couldn't take them because I didn't have a driver's license. I didn't have a social. I was illegal. So the whole time I'm living in a panic mode. I was living from, didn't want to be like my parents, trying to figure out my identity, couldn't go to college even though I was a good student, and I was really just trying to figure myself out for a very long time.
Dude, so let's break down the picture here, guys. So how old are you right now?
I turned 34 in 2 weeks.
34, still a baby, guys. Still a baby, okay? So at 34, now you are a U.S. citizen.
Yes, I am.
Okay? When did you become a U.S. citizen?
Like 2 months ago.
2 months ago, guys. So at the age of 34.
I'm an American now.
Tommy is a multimillionaire American, okay? And this is from being an illegal in the United States, having good grades, trying to live the American dream. But not being able to have a driver's license, not being able to have the same opportunities as people who are born here. Like myself, dude, I was born here. I was blessed to be born here. My parents, they came from Peru, they came from Mexico, they worked hard. They told me, hey, go out there, but I was lost. But with you, you seem like you had a good head on your shoulders, like you're a smart guy. So what did your parents do back then when you were a kid, dude?
My mom cleaned houses. She still cleans houses to this day, which I'm working on retiring her to.
Yeah.
Bought her a dream car as well. So that was awesome. My dad is still kind of doing like, he's like an independent contractor. Like he's just like fixing things.
Yeah.
Right? For like, kind of like a handyman.
Like a handyman. Yeah.
So he does that.
Okay.
Still.
So they went ahead and they came to America. They built their family. And do you have any siblings?
Two sisters.
Two sisters.
And a half brother.
And are you the youngest, oldest, middle?
I am the oldest out of my two sisters.
Okay.
And then my half brother's a little bit older than me from my dad's side.
Okay. All right. So you could easily say probably your mom's favorite, right?
I am her favorite.
That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes.
My
right?
youngest sister actually has two nieces.
Yeah.
And then my mom still goes to my wife and is like, hey, when are you going to get me? When are you going to make me a grandma? It's like, you're already a grandma.
Yeah.
I'm just her favorite.
No. Absolutely. So in summary, this is your background. Now, let's fast forward and then we're going to get into basically your story and how you were able to build up yourself to the point where you're at now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So in the past year, what is it that you do right now? Who are you associated with? And what are you going to accomplish in 2025? Just for the people that are listening, watching this right now, and they're like, okay, cool. He has a very similar background as me, but what is he doing right now? Why is he on Paul's podcast? What are you going to tell him?
So I joined Andy Elliott about 15 months ago, 14 months ago.
And who's Andy Elliott?
Andy Elliott is the example that I needed in my life. He's also the world's number one sales trainer, big brand. And he knows how to reach into people and help them change. He's someone that builds people up from nothing. And you'll find out a little bit more how he built me.
Yeah. So you work directly with Andy Elliott as his sales team, or what is it exactly that you do with Andy Elliott?
I am his top sales coach in his company. So what I do is I help with consulting, helping build sales teams, closing packages to help people recreate to get better in sales, leadership, life coaching. If they're looking to better themselves on their mindset, on their identity, I mean, we do several things helping people build their brand as well. So, but in reality, we just help build people or build teams, build companies.
I love that. So you guys assist building all types of companies. I know from like HVAC to auto sales. And initially, Andy and you guys started with auto sales, correct?
We started, so the way that we built the company, Andy now has a nine-figure business. He built a nine-figure business within 4 years. The way we did it is we niched down first. We started in car sales. Mm-hmm. He was a car salesman, created a car sales training company. But then as we did that for the first year and a half, 2 years, then we went wide. Now we go from dog training, insurance, to real estate, to wholesale, to hotels, food and beverage, to coaching companies. I mean, everything. We cover everything. Yeah, home services, roofing.
It's pretty impressive, man, because, you know, the events that I've been to at Andy Elliott's facility in Scottsdale, Arizona, and you guys, man, you guys are squared away. You guys remind me of good old days when I was in law enforcement. All my buddies that were like in the military, very, very paramilitary, like, hey, no joke, you guys are going to get it done. And I like that style. Not everybody does, but I like that style, right? And with your guys' organization, I mean, what are you guys doing as far as numbers right now?
As of right now, we're doing about 300 to 500,000 a day.
Okay. 300 to 5,000, 500
to 500.
$500,000 a day.
Yes.
Okay. And that's gross revenue, because you're going to get people on here, dude. You know how the internet is. You got the haters and then you got the people that love you. So just for clarity purposes, that's gross profit, guys. It's very doable to do this, especially when you have a phenomenal team. This is me coming from being in law enforcement to actually going ahead and building two eight-figure companies and a six-figure company. And I've also helped dozens of entrepreneurs do that. So when Tommy's saying $300,000 to $500,000 in sales and in gross revenue, it's very possible. There are people here in Miami that make $20 million a month. And this is just depends on what you do. If you're selling extremely high ticket, you know, like there's a couple guys what online right now that are selling like private jets, and they only have clientele that are billionaires. I mean, ultimately they're bringing in what, 50 million a month, right? And they're making crazy money. But for the average person, before I got onto entrepreneurship, and I'm sure before you got into entrepreneurship, this was unheard of, bro.
Yeah, it's unheard of.
Yeah, it's unheard of. So like,
especially for a company like, I feel like we it's crazy because since we were growing so fast, like we didn't have our systems dialed in like we have now. And I feel like everything just started growing within the last 2 years is when we really started like creating the company. I mean, before we didn't even have a CRM for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, Excel and everything until we started dialing everything down. And when you start dialing everything down, it changes. One thing we did have though, the reason why we grew is we had a standard. Mm. We had values inside of the company. There's no complaining mm-hmm. in our office. There's no gossiping. We're coming there to work, and it's to work. We're there to change people's lives. And we didn't get started in business to make money. Mm. We got started in business to help people change. We were so addicted to helping people recreate, because we created, recreated in the program, that we felt like it was up to us to start taking it to a whole different level, because there were so many people reaching out to us, because we built the brand almost by accident.
Right.
Andy was just posting online, and then all of a sudden he just started growing the brand. Now our brand generates us about 100 million plus views a month with over 1,000 leads a day. Organically, I would say, you know, majority, well, it's practically all organic, and we have a small percentage on paid ads.
I remember when I first heard of you guys and Andy, it was when I saw one of his ads. Not one of his ads. It was his organic reels on Instagram. And this is, I mean, obviously, I'm going to tell you guys the story on how we met and how me and Tommy's relationship formed. And it's, dude, you're like a good homie of mine now. But so I was sitting one day at the office. I'm looking on Instagram, and all of a sudden, I hear Andy say, "Take off your shirt," to some random kid at one of his events. And I'm like, what the hell did this guy just said? And that's what caught my attention, guys. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, everybody that's interested in marketing, anybody who's looking to be a marketing expert, you know, bad publicity, good publicity, it's all great publicity, especially if you want to get to be known. And me coming from being an owner that is heavy behind digital marketing, like I'm such a big believer, dude, especially being a full-time entrepreneur for the past 4 years now, I focus on just basically social media marketing, because number one, it's the path of least resistance. You could take an average person like myself, like Tommy, and you could go viral with just one reel, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden that jump starts you and jump starts your business. And that could be for any entrepreneur out there, but you have to be willing to go ahead and put yourself out there, right? And that's what Andy did. Andy put the content out there. He focused on sales, niche down, which is super smart, dude. Like, that's very smart. Like, right now, guys, if you guys are trying to figure it out, where you're trying to break into the online space, or you want to be like an influencer or a consultant or a business coach, you know, there's a lot of people that make fun of people out there because they think they don't know what they're talking about. But when you niche down to a specific industry, like auto sales, like with me, I started with ATMs. I was known as the ATM guy, right? Hey, that's the ATM guy, right? Andy, he was known as a car sales guy. But then once you guys reach a certain plateau within the niche, right? Like, you killed it. Then you could go ahead and go with, right? And grow the company into multiple different divisions, mm-hmm. I mean, which is what you guys have been able to execute in perfect action, man. I love it. You know, I can relate so much to going ahead and starting with an Excel file. I can relate so much to starting with a notepad, because that's how I started. I built one of my businesses started at or reached 2 million the first year back in 2021. And I still remember it was three of us in a penthouse in San Diego. We had a small office, and hey, we were just gung-ho about growing a business, right? The startup mode, right?
We were hungry,
right? Because when it's everything new, it's everything that's exciting, and you want to go build this new venture, and then now you get a little bit more money that you're not used to, and you're just like, wow, like, this is amazing. And then you're connecting with so many people, and you're changing their lives, and you're getting that fulfillment, mm-hmm. which is cool, right? Compared to making a lot of money on the 9-to-5. So with your story, dude, let me ask you, did you have any sales experience before you got hired on with Andy?
So I did have sales experience to an extent. Okay. So I did sales for the travel industry, like Carnival Cruise Lines, Royal Caribbean, but yeah. Just like phone sales, maybe a little bit of venture in sales too.
Okay. And how did you get into that?
I just submitted it's funny enough, to get the job for Royal Caribbean, I actually just arrived there. They're like, hey, you need an appointment. I said, okay, well, I'm not leaving until I talk to the owner.
My man.
I know I can bring in a lot of value.
Yeah.
And I can make the owner a lot of money. Yeah. Just tell him to give me a chance. And then the security guy's like, we're going to have to kick you out. I'm like, I'm just going to sit right here.
Right.
And I just sat all the time until an owner came out. And I just pitched myself. And they're like, whoa, I like that you just came in here demanding a job. We'll give you a shot.
Amazing.
I did, and I became one of their top reps.
Well, dude, you didn't take you didn't
I was an
lay
overcomer.
Down. I was gonna say you're an overcomer, dude. You didn't lay down and just go ahead and had a victim mindset once you got one single roadblock or a single no, right? And when in sales, you have to have tough skin. In sales, you have to be, I'm not gonna say aggressive, but you have to be able to hang in there, because a lot of it is psychology, right? So you did that, And then how did you actually connect with Andy?
So what ended up happening was I was in Royal Caribbean for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. Was doing very, very well. Around that time, I was doing like 110 to 160,000.
And around what year was this?
This is back in 2017 to 2020.
Okay. All right. So this is like right before the transition, COVID happened.
Yes.
Woo! That changed a lot of lives, right?
It did.
The world was different, dude. It freaking sucked for me. I was like in a dark hole. I was fucking depressed.
Well, when COVID hit, travel industry was destroyed. If COVID didn't hit, I wouldn't have embarked on this path.
Wow.
I wouldn't have decided to get clean and off drugs, which we'll cover that too.
Yeah.
Right? But COVID hit. I lived off my savings for 6 months. And my rent was like $2,400 at the time, living with my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time. Me and Sierra have been together for 7 years. And at that point, I'm like, Sierra's like, babe, you got to get a job. Like, we were just living off my savings. It's like, you got to figure something out. And I was trying to figure something out, but the thing is, I wasn't doing, I was trying, right? Yeah. And we always tell people, try not, just do, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right, let me just get a job. So I got a job as a car salesman.
Right.
First month, sucked, made $600. And when I took home that money, the conversation with me and my wife was like...
And this was in 2020?
2020.
Okay, so in 2020, car salesman, what type of cars were you selling?
Toyota.
Toyota. Okay, all right. So, guys, this is the real come-up story right now with Tommy. And for you guys know, you guys just tuning in right now, you know, Tommy comes from Florida. Immigrant, just got his citizenship like a few months ago. Mm-hmm. At the age of
31. I mean, I'm sorry, 33.
At the age of 33, guys, about to be 34 in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know? So at the end of the day, this is the land of opportunity. And I always tell people, we're so grateful to go ahead and have the opportunity to actually be able to do what we want here. And no matter what it is, what industry you guys are in. So when you guys are thinking right now, my situation's messed up. No, it could always be worse. Okay, it could always be worse. So in 2020, you and your now wife, Sierra, you guys are living through 6 months of your savings. And you're like, okay, I'm going to transition because they closed all the cruise lines and I can't sell anymore. So my livelihood is on stake. You go work for Toyota. And did you know about car sales before that? No, nothing. You were
I'm a good salesperson. I'm going to kick butt. You know, always that mentality.
How many salespeople did they have at the dealership at that time?
They only had 34 on this one.
Only 34.
Yeah. I say that because of the next transition that I had was a lot tougher.
Yeah. Okay. So how long were you at that Toyota dealership?
Like a year.
A year. Okay. And did you kill it? Like what happened?
First month made $600.
Okay.
Went online. And I got a program. Well, I went online saying how to sell better, like how to get better at sales. And a video of Andy Elliott popped up on YouTube. And I guess like Andy was just really smart, using specific keywords or whatever. So it
would, like, with the SEO and all that, yeah.
And when that happened, I watched his video. I'm like, dang, this guy is freaking fire, bro. Like, he's speaking to me right now. Like, I want to be like this person. Like, the way he talks and influence and sells. Like,
how did he make you feel when, like, you first saw Andy on video, dude? I can tell you exactly.
There's just one word I can say. It's hope.
Hope.
We call ourselves hope dealers.
I like that.
He gives people a chance to want to believe again.
Right.
And at that time, I don't know if you want me to go into the addiction part now.
Of course, dude. This is your story, man. This is the Level Up Podcast. So, like, if you guys don't know and you guys are listening in now to Tommy's phenomenal story, because this is great. I only interview people that I know close. Other than that, I mean, you guys are getting 5 minutes of motivation every single day. So when we have these special interviews, it's because this person's the real deal. This person gets shit done. This person has overcome roadblocks. And if you're listening to this and you think you're in a bad situation, you think you can't go ahead and progress in your life, just stay tuned in and keep listening to Tommy's story because it's going to change your life. Go ahead, brother.
So to understand where I was at mentally, I'm going to backtrack a little bit from the beginning when I was, I graduated a 4.25 GPA. I couldn't go to college for 3 years because I didn't have a social. I ended up getting my social and my driver's license until I was 21. I was battling a drug addiction from the age of 17 till 31 years old. So that's 16 years, right? a 16-year-long drug addiction. I started with painkillers, and then it led to more difficult things like heroin, fentanyl. I was an IV user. By 2020, I had just, no, I'm sorry. By 2021, I had just gone through my fourth drug overdose. So I've overdosed four times. And it was just a really hard moment at that point, at that time. When I transitioned to Toyota, the reason why it took me so long to find a job is because I was abusing drugs.
Right? So no one would hire you?
It wasn't that. It was just...
You weren't so mentally there.
Yeah, I wasn't mentally there or capable of... Once COVID hit, it's like I went deeper. So that I've had certain periods of my time that I was like a functioning drug addict until my life became unmanageable, which is a lot of people. You think you can manage it, but you got to understand... Addiction is a disease designed to take you out no matter what. It doesn't care how much you love someone. It doesn't matter if you have kids. It doesn't matter if you have that amazing job, if you're a CEO, if there's people depending on you. It's going to take you out no matter what and steal everything from you. And right. That's what it was happening to me. Sierra at that point didn't understand because I was hiding everything until when I got that job at Toyota, got that. So Andy Elliott's video popped up. I was like, this is my chance again to reprove myself that I can be a good person, that I do have what it takes in order to get out of this life, because what this guy is talking about is really speaking to me. I bought a program for $300. The very next month, I made $17,500 from that program. Mm. And then it started putting me, and then I found personal development. This is why we talk about if you really want to change and you want to compress that time frame, you got to develop yourself. You know, we spend money on so many different things, but when you actually start spending money on you to get better, right? Don't wish for life to be easy, wish to be better. If you were better, life is gonna be easier. So then a lot of times we start asking the wrong questions. We're like, well, how are we gonna get there? It's the wrong question. It's not how. It's the right question is who? Who can teach me the how? The person that changes the fastest is always gonna win. So it's not about reinventing the wheel, it's about modeling a proven practice that's gonna help you bridge and close that gap and compress that time frame. I found the who, which was Andy Elliott. I started buying all these programs at that time. That year, I did about $168,000. So it was the most money I ever made at that time. And I'm like, cool. And then I went to my first event. When I went to my first event, I was like, I go up to Andy, I'm like, dude, I wanna come work for you. Like this is what I wanna do. He's like, keep recreating, right? And it was like that period. And then later that year, so now it's like October 2021 was my last overdose, my fourth drug overdose. My wife found me on the bathroom floor.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that real quick. I wanna get deep into, you know, this last overdose because from what I recall, Sierra saved your life.
She did.
Your wife. Okay, So let's take a step back and talk about the day that you overdosed. So you made the most money in your life, dude. $168,000 in 2020. You went to go meet one of your inspirations, Andy Elliott at the time. You tried getting a job with him. He was just like, bro, keep focusing on you first. And then are you still working at the Toyota dealership or did you transition to another dealership?
I was still working there. It's now, so I got started around Toyota around, it was like around October of 2020.
Yeah.
I went to my first event, May of 2021. Mm-hmm. That's when I'm like, I want to go work for you. And he's like, keep recreating, keep training. You're doing good. And he can also see something was up with me. I was super skinny. Mm. You know, he could see I was going through something. And I even opened up to him like, dude, I'm addicted to drugs. Like, I need help.
Got it.
And he's like, dude, you got to get off the drugs. Like, you're worth it, man. Like, there was two people in my life that believed in me the most, right? My mom, yeah, she believed in me to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I didn't give her many reasons to believe in me because of what I put her through.
Right.
I mean, I was addicted to drugs for 16 years. And
yeah.
She would catch me and I would still do it, you know? So it was very hard on her for a very long time. But it's two people that believed in me, that they saw something bigger inside of me that I can become something great.
Right.
Which is my wife. My wife's here. And Andy.
Yeah.
Andy believed in me in a way where he gave me a lot of hope and a lot of belief in myself that I could get out of this and that I could become something great. And it was through his trainings that allowed me to changed my perspective and focus on what I wanted. And for the first time, I'm like, I can do this. I can get off drugs.
Okay. So you meet Andy. He tells you to get off the drugs and to come back when you're clean, basically.
Yeah.
And then you go back to the dealership. The day that you overdosed, what did you overdose on?
Fentanyl.
Okay. Let me ask you. How was it possible, and I say this respectfully, man, how is it possible for you to be a functioning drug addict at that time? Like, dude, you're making money. There's a lot of people in the United States that are going to watch this right now, and they're going to be like, bro, I make $50,000. I'm a lazy piece of shit. Like, but this guy was using drugs and still killing it in sales. Can you explain to us, like, what was your thought process? What were you feeling, dude? Like, was it because it was pure addiction for the drug? And, like, just walk us through that thought process.
Well, it was just an obsession, right? I mean, for at that point, I mean, I think I was already at, 13 or 12 years into my addiction.
Yeah.
I believe 12, 13 years into my addiction. Or 14 years. I don't even remember anymore. But at that point, I had stopped using needles already for like about a year.
Right.
So I hadn't touched needles for a long time. So I was an IV user for 10 years.
Hmm.
Destroyed my veins. I mean, I'm just getting my vascularity back, and the doctor is saying it's going to take a little bit more time healing, right? This didn't happen in a day. I was very vascular my whole life, and then just destroyed them through, you know, IV use is just one of the side effects. And that year after I met Andy, even though I still use, I would use, deal with the withdrawal, be clean for a little bit, relapse. Use for a period of time, deal with the withdrawal, get clean, relapse. And I was just a chronic relapse, relapse, like consistently. So I had already gone through 3 drug overdoses. Now we're in 2021. I go to the event in May, come back, everything's good. Then July hits, start using again.
Mm.
So, and it just picked up. And the thing is, I wasn't really utilizing needles at that time. I was doing them in other ways, like smoking air or snorting air, whatever.
Do you believe it was because of the environment that you were in during that time? Like friends, being it was Florida?
100% the current. Yeah, it was just all the people that I knew.
Yeah,
right. At that time, Sierra still didn't have a clear idea. I could tell Sierra, hey, man, I'm just gonna go meet this friend. She'd be like, oh, okay. I can't tell her that now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? She's caught on big time on everything, right? But she didn't know my patterns really.
Right.
And at that time, I was still leveraging, like, oh, you know, I'm still bringing in money. Everything's all good. But I said, the addiction is just like, first you get that. A craving, you get the thought, then you start obsessing. Now you're in the compulsion, you're acting it out, which is you're going to go pick up, you're going to go use. And like I said, disease is designed to kill you. It doesn't matter who's in the way or what you have going on, you're still going to keep doing it. Now, my life did become unmanageable, where I was falling asleep at work.
Oh, wow.
Even though I'm like, I'm a functioning drug addict, there's people that would seem as like, dude, you're on drugs right now. Started becoming a problem. Work started finding out.
Yeah.
And then one day, this is in October. That was the same month Andy offered me the job.
Wow.
And I was pretending like everything was all good. And I remember I was on 441 here in Florida, out getting a tire put on, and he gives me a call. And he's like, hey, I want you here in January. Pack your stuff and everything. You're going to come work for me. I see that you're kicking ass. You're doing so good. I want you to come with me. I'm like, cool. So super excited. But then it's like, I was a master self-sabotager.
Mm.
It's like I self-sabotage everything in my way for so long. That same month, I think it could have been a weekend or a few days. I don't remember the exact time in October 2021. I was at Toyota. I was living in Hollywood, Florida. We had a house there. And then when I was there, I had a lunch break with Sierra. Sierra's making food. I had picked up drugs, had a needle, decided after not using it for a year, hey, I'm going to go shoot up.
Just like that, dude. During lunch, you were just like, fuck it.
Just like that. And that's the thing with addiction. It's just like the moment it gets inside your head, you're like already acting on it. Like,
wow.
I was still really heavily addicted. I mean, it was 14 years of using.
Yeah.
And then I remember perfectly when I was there. I didn't even finish it all the way. And then all of a sudden, I wake up on the floor, see her on top of me giving me CPR.
Wow.
So what she told me, because clearly I was out, when I went to the bathroom to go use, she says she was calling my name for 15 minutes and I wasn't answering. So I was just using the bathroom. The door is locked. She breaks down the door. I don't know how she did that. You know, Sierra's a little girl.
She's tiny, dude.
She's a tiny girl.
Yeah.
But she was filled with adrenaline because I'm not answering. So yeah. She was getting spooked out. She breaks down the door and finds me like a pretzel in between. There's a toilet and then there's the tub. And sometimes it's like a half bathroom. That little space is very tiny. I was in between that. And I had like a bump here because my head hit the faucet thing of the tub, right? Where the water comes out. And she said, like, she saw me there and she sees the needle. She's never even known that was an IV user because I was hiding everything.
Dude, Sierra, she was probably like, holy shit.
She was just like, she sees me gray.
Yeah.
Purple lip, like no oxygen, not breathing.
Right.
So she pulls me up with adrenaline, takes the needle on my arm, starts giving me CPR, trying to bring me back. And at the same time, calling the paramedics on speaker while she's doing this.
Wow.
Gives them the address and everything.
She should have became a cop.
Yeah, I mean, she reacted fast. If she didn't react fast, I would have been dead.
Yeah.
And then all the other times I didn't have that, I would just lose 2 hours of time and wake up in a puddle of drool with a bruise on my face.
Wow.
On the other overdoses. But that time, I think I would have died for sure.
Yeah.
Especially since she had to bring me back to like give me oxygen again and like, because I was like not breathing. My heart rate, she said she couldn't feel it. When the paramedic says like, does he have a pulse? Like, I can't feel his pulse. And like, she told me the whole story. So she was really freaked out by that. She brings me back after doing this for 10 minutes. I was unresponsive for 15 and then giving me CPR for 10 minutes. By the time I got up, I'm hearing a banging on my door and it was the paramedics. And the first thing I told her was, who did you call?
Ooh.
It wasn't like, hey babe, I'm sorry. It was all about me protecting me. Who did you call? Who did you tell about this? That's all I cared about. I was a drug addict.
Yeah.
We're very self-centered, very selfish.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember she's like hysterically crying. And the paramedics come in, they're like, wait, did he just have a drug overdose? She's like, yeah. How is he awake right now?
Yeah.
They couldn't understand in the health space, medical.
No, you got blessed, dude, because I'm gonna tell you this, man, like one of the critical incidents that I had, and it's not to go into your story, but, you know, I had a fellow police officer during a raid that we did with this cocaine dealer get hit with a ton of fentanyl that the guy was using. And it took 3 Narcans. Okay, Narcans, if you guys don't know what Narcan is, it's basically an antidote to help you when you overdose on an opiate like fentanyl. Okay, just a small grain of fentanyl can kill you. Okay, it touches your skin, you inhale it. Dude, it's the shit that the medical staff at any hospital numbs you with for surgery, for everything, for dental, all that stuff. So the fact that you came alive, dude, it's God's plan, bro. Like
100%.
Yeah, it was your second chance.
No, and I can and we'll talk about how God ties into this, but like looking back, I know every single time God is like, it's not your time, it's not your time, it's not your time, it's not your time. Like all 4 times. Because even every single time that I went to the hospital on a stretcher, like, wait, you weren't Narcaned? And then this time with the paramedic, he's like, wait, you didn't Narcan him? Did you have Narcan? He's like, no. He's like, wait, you brought him back just by giving him CPR? That doesn't happen. So they were confused. And just seeing the look in their face, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, I'm thinking it's normal. I'm like, yeah, she just gave me CPR. I was like, no, you need to be Narcaned.
Yes.
And at this point, they're like, well, we don't need to Narcan you anymore. You're fully awake.
Yeah.
So then they just left. And then later that day, I still went back to work. And then a few hours later, because I was high as a kite, when you wake up from an overdose, you are obliterated.
Yeah.
The best way that I can describe it, I'm slurring my words. Sierra was working for a network marketing company at the time, and Sierra is a very strong woman. She had to put on a face to go to a network marketing event that she was hosting and shaking hands and meeting people, pretend like everything's okay.
Oh, damn.
I have to deal with that, yeah. So Sierra is very, very strong-minded for that. And even later that night, I still went and picked up and used.
Wow.
I just said, I'm not going to shoot up because then I can die. Let me just smoke it because at least I can control it.
Man, that's like, wild.
I know. After just almost dying, it's just like, this is why, you know, addiction, it doesn't care. It doesn't care. If you're heavily addicted, my hearts go out to you. I know it's not easy, but understand, I always tell people, and a lot of people reach out to me because they hear my story, and I post it all over my social media. And they ask me, Tommy, I want to change to how you did. And I ask them, okay, number one, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Yes. Okay. are you in a position right now? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to stop? Are you really ready for that now? I hadn't come to a point until I was ready. Until March of 20. So I stopped talking to Andy, right? And I'll explain this. So I stopped talking to Andy. He finds out that something's going on. So he pushes back. He knows it has to deal with drugs because, you know, he's battling that. And then me and Sierra, March of 2022, we're just like, we're just going to move. First of all, me and Sierra split. She was living at her at this place in Hollandale. I went back to living with my sister at that time. I burned through all my money, was broke, lost. And the thing is with loss, like, I didn't know how lost I was. And that's the thing with lost people. When you're lost, you don't know how lost you are, right? But I was lost looking back. Like, I can't believe that was my life at that point. I was weighing 145 pounds at the time. Very scary looking individual. I have it on my Instagram pinned on the first photo if you guys want to see it. And I had this like crazy beard. It was just ridiculous. But at that time, I'm like, Sierra, I want to make this work with you. Like, give me another shot. Give me another shot. We're going to move to Arizona. She's like, what do you mean? It's like, we're just going to move out there and figure it out. The pain of me staying the same and staying where I was at was far greater than the risk of moving across the country from the Southeast to the Southwest for maybe I might work for Andy Elliott. Mm. That right there was much better than my current situation. I was willing to take that risk.
Did Sierra already know about Andy?
Yeah, so of course, when I got in the automotive industry, when I made all that money, she knew. Andy would send me voice notes. This is like when Andy was building the company, right? Andy had just started building the company back in 2020. So at that time, he had a little bit more leisure, right? More available time where he was connecting with a lot of people. And then, of course, with people that wanted to work for him. And she knew the plan was for me to work for him. But the thing is, I was destroying it with my own habits, right? So when I told her that, she's like, hey, if you're going to do this, I'll do it with you. It's like me and her had already been together for since 2018. So we've already been together for 3 years at this point. You know, we've gone through some crazy stuff together.
Yeah.
And she's seen that my, like, I want to change. Like, I'm willing to do this. If you do it with me, like, I'm in, right? So we just packed up all of her things to my Corolla, attached a 5x8 trailer, towed 1,500 pounds with a dog, two cats, and a snake, my snake, in a box. Mm-hmm. And we drove 55 hours. And it takes 33 hours to get there, but I couldn't drive past 60 because I was driving a Corolla.
Yeah.
So 55 hours and moved to Arizona. And yeah, we just made the move. I was working for an insurance company over the phone. Wasn't making a lot of money. It was like $250 to $1,000 a week sometimes. So it was very, but it was enough to pay some bills, even though things were a little hard at the time. But we did it. And then this is where God starts playing a big role.
And what time and year is this? Like, what month and year
so
is this?
So March of 2022 is when we decided to move back to, when we decided to move to Arizona. Okay. Just leave everyone behind. Right?
Everything, you don't have a job opportunity yet.
No.
You're just like, I'm banking on Andy seeing a potential in me. You know, I want to work with him. I'm going to do something to make it
happen. My thought process, like, I got to get close to Andy.
Okay.
Like, I just got to get around him. Okay. If I could just get around this guy, my life is going to change. Mm. Right? He had everything I wanted. He was a leader, amazing shape, amazing husband, an amazing father. You know, building this company, making millions of dollars a year, like everything, the way that he spoke, his mindset. Mm. I'm like, it was just so infectious. I'm like, I just have to get close.
Right.
And I was willing to do whatever it took, which was leaving all my friends and family behind. It was just me and Sierra that left everyone behind. Mm. We didn't know anyone in Arizona besides me knowing the Elliott Group, the twins, you know, a few people from the Elliott Group, Andy and Jackie, and that's it. And Sierra had never met any of them. But I met him at that one event in May of 2021. So those are the only people that I knew somewhat of. And the twins were my coaches at that time, helping me through the programs too.
And for everybody listening and watching right now, the twins, when Tommy's referring to them, they're two great entrepreneurs. They're the vice president of
co-presidents
of the Elliott Group now with Andy Elliott. And they're great guys. I always say what's up to them. We chit chat whenever we're at the events, but good guys. You work side by side with them. And that's who the twins are, just for clarity purposes, guys. Okay, cool. So, you move out there. How long until you actually start working with Andy? Like, what was the actual transition?
He didn't know we were there.
Okay.
For over, about 4 weeks, three and a half weeks or so. So it's like, we moved there March of 2020, and we moved there like right on like March 28th or something like that. And it wasn't until like April 21st, somewhere around like the third week of April, Sierra is flying back to Miami to do this job to make some more money because we were struggling. And Andy and Jackie only go to Florida once a year. Mm. The flight that she booked, out of all the flights going, all the different airlines, out of all the seats, when she sits down in the aisle seat, Andy and Jackie were sitting right next to her.
Wow.
And she's like, she told me the story because, of course, I'm not there. And then Andy's like, Sierra, he knew who Sierra was because he was vetting me. So he's seen her profiles. That's what they do, right? We're going to bring someone to home. Let's find out who are they with, this and that. Like, who is this person? But of course, she's like, oh my God, Andy's right next to me. Jacqueline's right here. And they're like, whoa, Sierra. It's like, Andy. It's like, what are you doing here in Arizona? It's like, where's Thomas? We moved here. He's like, wait, Thomas is living here now? And again, this is the story she told me. She said, yes. He's like, tell Tommy to stop being scared of me. Mm. Were his exact words, because he knew I didn't contact him, and I was contacting him a lot. He's like, is he off drugs? He's like, he's off drugs. He's like, tell him to stop being scared of me. I want you guys to meet me at this church called Impact Church. Mm. And I don't know what else the conversation was like because I wasn't there, but the point is we met him at this church that I started going to consistently. We met him at the end of that month or in May. Which later, that was the church that I found my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and got baptized at. So it was like almost like God, this is why you got to be so aware in life. Like if you're a believer or not a believer, listen, God is going to move in a specific way and use people to give you an idea, give you a word, just give you a sense of feeling in order to move, in order for you to change. And he's going to be using people. And sometimes if you're not aware of these things, you're going to miss a huge blessing in your life. And God used Andy to get to me so I can have a relationship, because I didn't have a relationship with God. I'm 31 years old now. This is 2022. I didn't have a relationship for God with all my life. Like I tried, but I was raised Catholic, and the way the church was, I couldn't lean into building a relationship with my creator. But then I met him at this church. And then as we're talking to him, he's like, Tommy, number one, you're too skinny. I'm like, I know. I was weighing 145 pounds.
Wow. How much do you weigh right now?
205. Nice. So 145 pounds. This is still 2022. He's like, Tommy, you're too skinny. I'm like, hey, I go to Andy. I'm like, Andy, I want to work for you still. All right, what do I have to do? I'm here now. I'm ready to join. He's like, hold on a second. And then when he said that, I remember like, bro, I was let down. Like, I gave him like, oh my God, what is he going to say now? And he's like, you're too skinny. You need to gain 20 pounds. He's like, you want to come work for me? Gain 20 pounds a month. So I'll give you one more year. And I remember in my head, I'm like, oh, man, another year. Another year. It's like, shoot, I just did a whole year and a half of trying to create myself, move out here since I met you. Now you want me to do a whole another year? But whatever. 20 pounds of muscle, he said. I want you to join this company, become number one, and stay clean. If you do that, I'm going to hire you in my company. So I obeyed, I listened to him, got this job at this huge Toyota dealership in Arizona, and recreating, buying more programs, going to events and everything. When I got there, I didn't know how many salespeople there were. I'm thinking it's like back over here where I was in a store with 34 people.
Which I think it's a lot of people.
When I got to this store, I'm like, hey, yeah. So I trained with Andy Elliott. He told me to ask for this person that you guys can help me out. Oh, yeah. Oh, you train with Andy? All right, can you start right now? I'm like, right now? Because of course, Andy's car sales training, and he knows I was training in car sales. I'm like, well, I can start tomorrow. He's like, okay, you got the job. I'm like, whoa, that was the most craziest hiring process, just name dropping someone. And when I got started there, I'm like, hey, how many salespeople are here? Is there like 30, 40 people? Say, no, there's 120.
Ooh.
120 salespeople. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, holy, this is a test.
So that's almost 3 to 4x the amount of salespeople you had back in the other Toyota dealership. That's mm-hmm. insane.
So then in my head, I'm like, oh, this is a test. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and then now all these lies start coming up. You're not good enough. All this self-doubt, fear. How am I going to do this? Like, am I even going to make it? I'm never going to work for Andy. I'm just like, all this negative self-talk started building up because I didn't have the right identity at the time, mm-hmm. right? Which happens to a lot of people. The unknown, the fear of the unknown. But I'm like, whatever. I'm going to listen to him. He told me to do it. I have the programs and I'm going to go dark. I was training for an hour a day, role playing for 20 minutes a day, do a 15-minute lot walk before the dealership even opened up. And Andy's like, when you go there, that is your dealership. You're gonna own that place. You're gonna be in service drive. You're gonna be shaking everyone's hand, pass by finance, build relationships with everyone in there. Bring the service drive pizzas and freaking feed everyone. Let them know that you're there and thank them for taking care of your customers. If they needed anything, that you were their guy. So I just started like becoming like as if I owned the spot. I didn't know anyone there. By my third month, I was the number one salesman.
Nice. How much revenue were you bringing in?
That month, I brought in like $27,000.
Nice.
In 1 month. So I was averaging around 27, sometimes 20, sometimes 34.
And this is your profit?
Yeah.
Like how much you were making?
Yeah, commission.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as revenue, that's awesome. Yeah, it was a lot more because each car is like 30,000. I was selling about, on the low end, 20, high end, 34 cars a month.
Yeah.
So it would range, but I did very well.
Great. Right?
So did that. Gained 38 pounds of muscle that year. I was ranked like number 3 out of 33 locations in the company. And then I stayed clean for a year.
And this was in 2022?
2023 now. No, 2022. So it was from 2022 July till July of 2023. I was literally there for 1 year.
Okay, so you were there for 1 year. You're killing it. Obviously, you're making multiple six figures at that time.
Yes.
What does Sierra say about all this, your wife?
Oh, she was blown away. She was blown away. You could see that she was more bought in now. She's like, okay, she's seeing the person become it, right? Yeah. And of course, since I started changing my physique and my identity, I was waking up early, I was working out, I was putting in like 10, 12-hour days, right? Sometimes even up to 15-hour days.
Right.
I was freaking grinding.
Yeah.
We moved from this crappy spot, part in Phoenix, Arizona, where there was a bunch of drug addicts there.
Yeah.
Actually, and I didn't mention this, when I moved here, even like right before I met with Andy, I had relapse when I was down in Arizona too.
Yeah.
So I had a small relapse, but then, you know, dusted off. And then that's what led me also to getting on that medication called methadone, September 1st of 2022, where I finally broke the obsession.
Yeah.
Was on that medication for 2 years, but joined Andy on, so I quit the job July of 2023. And then for 2 months, even though Jackie was messaging me, they were reaching out to me to get started. Months, like in March of 2023, I didn't feel worthy. I don't really tell, I haven't really told a lot of people this, but I didn't feel worthy. There was 2 months that I quit the job and didn't pick up a job. I was thinking about doing high ticket sales or something like phone closing.
Right? Sure.
There's all these high ticket closing companies that they'll train you and then you can do that too, right?
Right.
But then Sierra's like, and this is why I love my wife, because without having her on my side and her pushing me, this is why having a good woman in your life or a good person in your life that believes in you is so freaking important. She's like, Thomas, she calls me Thomas, you're missing out your chance. The Elliott Group is growing like freaking crazy. If you're gonna join them, which they've already offered you the job, you've recreated, you've proved to them, you gained all this weight, you were the top person in this company, like, you know, you're clean now, like, you need to call them. And if not, you're gonna regret it. And you're never gonna forgive yourself. I'm like, okay. As soon as she said that, I called Evan. Evan, bro, I'm ready. I'm ready. He's like, and Evan was trying to, I don't know, Tommy. You think you're really ready for this?
And who's Evan?
It's one of Macklin twins.
Yeah.
There's Evan and Ian.
Okay. And then, just for the viewers and the listeners.
Yeah, Evan and Ian Macklin. They're two incredible human beings. And they've been like, they're like brothers to me now. And I'm like, Evan, I'm ready. And I remember me and Sierra were running sprints. So because I was doing very well, we moved to North Scottsdale, the Kierland Commons, right?
Completely different environment.
Completely different environment.
You weren't from the hood
to went from an $1,800 apartment, now paying over almost $5,000 a month for an apartment.
Yeah.
I was doing decent. I was comfortable. Really nice apartment.
So the transformation was happening.
Yes.
And let's dig into a little bit about like your relationship with Sierra at that time. Do you feel, I mean, me and my wife, we start talking more about this. We started doing a lot more content around her brand that she's building and whatnot. But with the idea of a power couple, right? I'm a true believer that as a man, we have to be providers. We have to go ahead and lead the relationship. So what is your perspective? Like once Sierra starts seeing the transformation, do you feel like she fell in love with you even more, dude? Like she was just like, this is the man that like I always wanted.
100%. But there was, during that period of time when I was recreating, there was like ups and downs of that. Because I was still battling an identity problem. I didn't completely change my identity until I got onto the Elliott Group. To where everything just, I just started becoming a completely different person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know who that person was in 2023 in the beginning when I was selling cars. Like, I'm a completely different person.
So every year, would you say that you've progressed as a person, as a man?
Yes. Starting from 2022.
Yeah.
Right. So 2022 changed to 2023. Mm-hmm. And then once 2024 hit, or I would say once. So I joined Andy's company September 1st of 2023. And every month since September 1st of 2023, I've changed every single month.
Mm. Hot.
I believe more. My identity is different. There's a thing called perspective and vision. So let me say this. And by the way, me and Sierra change, which is super important. A lot of people, they expect to grow in business, but then they don't grow in their personal life or in their home life or with their partners. What ends up happening? Let's say we're both great in business, but you have a horrible home life, but I have an amazing home life. I will whoop your ass. I will whoop your ass in business. I will whoop your ass in everything else, right? Because how you do one thing is how you do everything. Let me ask you a question. Would you be with someone? Would you have a relationship with someone that consistently lied to you?
No.
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 However, us as human beings, we're not really good at making decisions or anything or trusting ourselves because you lie to yourself a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to become this person, babe. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a better father. I'm going to get in better shape. I'm going to wake up early. But then this is why you can't excel or why your identity takes a dip, because you lie to you. So if you won't be in a relationship with someone that's consistently lying to you, this is what happens, and this is what causes people to get stuck. Mm-hmm. Why the time keeps going by, they're getting older, but they're not growing, and they stay the same. This is called identity, your mindset, and we talk about it a lot. And the thing is with your identity, it's when you're chasing a big life, greatness is found in the extremes, but you're gonna have to fight like hell, and you're gonna have to change. You can't be the same person you are right now. I couldn't be the drug addict to reach seven figures, or I couldn't be the drug addict to be the loving husband that I am right now. I couldn't be the drug addict, like I couldn't be that person to gain 60 pounds of muscle in 3 years. Like I couldn't do that, or to change lives. Now I get messages every single day from people saying, you changed my life, dude. Hey, oh my God, I look up to you. And it's crazy to hear those things, because now I'm starting to see the ripple effect of how hard I worked in the dark. And it all happens when no one's watching. Is when the real work gets done, where the real person gets built, when no one is watching, because that is the real you. And the thing is, with a lot of people out there, they let themselves slide. They say they want it, but then if we could put a camera watching them, let's play that back to your family. If you say you're after a big life and you say that you want it, if I show that to your family, are they gonna be like, oh yeah, yeah, it shows that they're working hard. Of course, they said that we're going to be going on all these vacations. I can see all the work that they're putting in. They say they wanted to get in better shape. I can see them eating healthy, not having cheat meal. I can see them going to the gym. I can see them doing all these things, because look, we're watching the tapes now. That's my dad. That's my mom. That's my relative. Yep. Or are they going to be like, what the heck is this? Why have you been lying to us this whole time? And that's where a lot of people feel like they can get away with it because no one's watching. So if you want to really change, you're going to have to get stirred up or come from a place of, just gotta want it. And I talk to you about this a lot, right? In business or in sales, it's like, in our company, we hire underdogs, a lot of them. And a lot of them are killers, but they don't know it yet. And a lot of the time, that has to be developed, right? There's some people that develop it early, and that's freaking amazing. But at the end of the day, if you want to develop, if you want a killer, that person needs to be developed to be a killer in life, business, sales, whatever, right? Like you, you had to put yourself through a lot of dark times. And you had to work when no one was watching. Mm-hmm. And you was like, I'm going to do it. That's it, period. That's how winners talk. I'm gonna either gonna do it, I'm gonna win, or I'm gonna win. For so long, I was fighting to survive. Now I fight to win. So there's a difference, right? When you, and there is gonna come a point in life where you're gonna have to fight to survive a little bit to get yourself from, you're gonna have to start running away from a life you don't want. That's fighting to survive. And then eventually you start running towards a life you want. Now you're just fighting to win, right? And that's the way I look at it as far as like changing your identity and becoming the person. And I love what Andy says, because he's like, he's just been an incredible example. He's like, Tommy, I'm not hiring you because you were a drug addict. I'm hiring you because if you can stop giving your power away to these things and you start channeling it to the person you want to become, you're going to be the top person in my company. And he was right. He's just always been that example, always giving me the right things. And he just gives me the cold, hard truth. We're very direct with each other, and we're also very loving to each other. So that's a missing piece too. You gotta come from a place of love, which he did. But he's like, don't chase the dollar. For so long you were chasing money. Don't chase the dollar, chase the man. Or if you're a woman, chase the woman. Who you become is gonna determine what you get. And for so long, I was just trying to chase money, 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 destroying everything in my path, was really self-centered. I was making money my God. Then I got baptized, I found my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I was looking to serve others, and I was chasing myself on this person so I can be a better husband, you know, be good to me, a better leader, be an example to others, be a standard setter, be an overcomer, taking that initiative within myself to help others, right? But it all started when I stopped chasing the dollar, started chasing the man. And then when I started doing that, I started loving myself more. And when I started loving myself more, now I'm coming from a place of knowingness where things just start clicking. And now I have more confidence, more self-belief. Like the way I can speak with more authority, conviction, and it just helps me all around in life.
I love that, dude. I love that. So what's your, and I know you guys are fairly new to marriage. When did you guys get married, you and Sierra?
So we got married last year. She's going to kill me because I don't have my wedding ring right now.
Oh, snap.
I know. Yeah, we left it back in Arizona. I was putting on lotion, took it off for a second, and she's like, where's your wedding ring?
Yeah.
I'm like, oops, sorry. July 21st of 2024.
There you go.
We got married. We decided we were going on a business trip. We were actually going to go to WealthCon.
Mm-hmm. What's his name? Ryan Pineda.
Yeah, Ryan Pineda.
No, yeah. No disrespect.
No disrespect, bro. But yeah, we were going to go see Ryan Pineda. Andy was speaking there. So we were going to WealthCon. And we're like, hey, why don't we just get married? You had told me you just got married.
Yeah, I just got married, dude.
And then I'm like, dude, I think I'm going to get married too.
Fuck it.
And then I'm just going to, we just did it, right?
Success, love, speed, man.
Yeah.
She saved her life. She changed her life. She's a good woman. And she's very productive. And she's smart, dude. Why wouldn't you wife her up, right? And I think we had that conversation.
Yeah.
Right? Because you were like, bro, how long have you done your life? A few months. And you're ready to get married? I was like, yeah, dude. When you know, you know. You know?
Sure.
And that's what it is. So, all right, dude. Let's get deep for real quick, just because we're running out of time here. So, let me ask you, man. You've gone through hell and back, bro. And I feel like with most successful entrepreneurs, you're already successful, but you have a vision for yourself. Where do you see yourself in the next year to 2 years, man? What is it that you want to do? Do you want to build within Andy Elliott? Do you want to build your own personal brand? Like, what is your goal? Because I know you and Sierra probably talk about this when you guys are alone. What is your vision for yourself?
So this is a very easy question to answer because Andy gives us so much free range, right? We have the capabilities to do 8-9 figures.
Yeah.
Ourselves, mm-hmm. right? In the company, of course, that's called the build. So it's not something that you could just build right away. It takes a little bit of time, right? But as of right now, we're definitely, this year, we're going hard on our personal brand, building ourselves up, being the example to others, right? My darkness is a light to others. It shows people what's capable of, because you can become whatever it is that you want to become. all you gotta do is change. It's like, well, hey man, some people's like, hey man, I was thinking about moving to this place because this place is not really suitable. I'm like, okay, move. Like, yeah, but no buts. Move. Quick. The secret to success is urgency. Being urgent, make quick decisions, just take action, right? And that's why a lot of people deal with stress, because stress comes from the decisions and the actions you are avoiding. And a lot of people just get stuck and they just allow themselves to get stressed, but the more action you take, the less stress you have, right? So if you feel like moving or something's not serving you, leave, change, and then find out if that works. But staying where you're at and then hoping and praying is not gonna do anything. That was me for a very long time. What if I fail? Okay, if you fail, if left don't work, go right. Some people are not willing to go left to figure out that right is the right way.
Yeah.
Right? And that's just how success is. That's how entrepreneurship is. Like, sometimes you're going to have to pick and choose different paths, see which one works. Oh, I'll take a little bit of this from this one, but this one serves me more, so I'm going to go over here. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's just about making quick decisions. But yeah, that's basically it when a lot of people reach out to me. Now, if you want to design a new life, do exactly what I did. Find someone that you believe in, that you can model off of, and just learn everything from them. Chew everything up, use some of it, get rid of the rest that works, and then apply it to your life. And that's what I did. So that's basically what I'm doing right now. And that's what real entrepreneurs do in the personal development space.
Yeah.
They find people who have done it, have a blueprint, they take what they want from it, leave the rest, and then apply it to their life so then they can compress the time from it and they can change. So that's what we're doing right now. As of right now, our vision for this year is we're building our brand. Mm-hmm. We're building ourselves as a power couple too. Sierra's building herself, self-developing. She's doing all these new programs. And, you know, we're just looking to get better. So the goal is to always get 1% better. Every single night when we go to sleep, we ask ourselves, did we get better today? Or are we still the same person? Am I still thinking the same? Was there something that moved me? Something that I can utilize? That I can be a little bit different tomorrow?
Yeah.
And some of us go every single day, 60,000-70,000 thoughts a day. Don't take in any new information. And they had the same thoughts they had yesterday, same thoughts they had last week, same thoughts they had last month. And then the one's like, oh, well, I just want to change. I don't understand. It's like, you're not doing anything. And the only way that you're going to get better is like, you have to take in new information. So studying like crazy, where I'm training every single night, reading. And honestly, I don't like reading. I wasn't the best reader. But I force myself. And I know eventually, subconsciously, I'll be like, okay, I can do this now.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm still working through that. I read like 5-10 pages. So I'm not an avid reader. I'm not like Andy that can read 100 pages in a day. Right? He reads. He chews up like through 1 to 2 books a week. Right? He just reads a lot. But then that really helps.
Tommy, what would you recommend as far as just like 1 or 2 books that you can recommend to the listeners and the viewers right now?
One that I really like is Become Your Future Self Now. Very, very powerful book. And then the other one is, I can't believe I'm having a blank right now. Become Your Future Self Now. And I think it's The Power of Positivity. No. Mm-hmm. By something Peel, Norman Peel.
Okay. Power of Positivity.
I think it's The Power of Something Positivity. I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact title.
Okay,
no I know worries. The guy's last name is Peel, P-E-E-L-E.
Okay.
I'm having a blank right now. So
nope.
But those are really powerful because you want to make sure a lot of people have very negative self-talk. A lot of people can't. So that's a really good book. Or The Power of Positive Thinking, I think it's called.
There we go.
Very powerful book because a lot of us are really not good to ourselves. So if you can change and rewire the way you speak to yourself internally, it's not about changing yourself externally, it's about changing yourself internally. When you change the way you see things, the things that you see begin to change. So it has to come from in here, from the heart, from the mind, from you. And then Become Your Future Self Now allows you to start identifying with the person that you want to become. And so many people in life, they almost underestimate or they don't take enough action today because they can't see themselves as becoming this person in the future in the next 5 years. So then they don't do the work, or they're like, oh well, I can never become that, and then they underestimate that, right? And the more you can identify with your future self, the more that you're going to be able to. So if I see myself as this person in the next 5 years, the actions and the decisions I make today are going to feed that person to bringing it now.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of people can't identify as their future self, which then they don't make those decisions that are going to move them forward. Right. And it's all about the long game. Like 5 years is not a lot of time when you're living for 60, 80, 90 years. That's just a little small point in your life. So if you're focusing and identifying as this, so I start seeing myself as this person. I see myself as a worldwide speaker. I see myself with a massive brand in 5 years. I see myself doing, you know, easily like high eight figures, right, of profit. I see myself in, you know, still being a coach with Annie Elliott, but being a leader inside of this company, maybe managing a whole organization inside of this company, and also being an entrepreneur in other business, because I'm an entrepreneur. I love that, right? The entrepreneurial mindset. So I see myself with different types of businesses, big brand, changing lives. But the decisions that I'm making today now have to start feeding that person. And some of us just, we don't know what we want. And the two hardest questions we can ever ask ourselves is, who am I? And what do I want to do for the rest of my life? Mm-hmm. The moment you figure that out, it then becomes easy. But those are the two hardest questions a human being can answer.
No, absolutely, man. What would be three needle movers for someone right now who, just like you said, they've been researching. They're like, dude, should I do sales? Should I get into, you know, automotive sales? Should I get into e-com? Should I get into these other industries? And I'm just in a state of analysis paralysis, right? So like many of us have been. What three needle movers would you tell the person right now that is listening or watching this that they can do today as soon as they're done with this podcast or YouTube video that they can execute on to help them with the decision-making to move forward?
That's simple. Number one, an actionable right now that you can do. You can change right now. Like right now, apply something as soon as you're done watching this podcast. Is if you have a hard time making decisions, and the reason why you have a hard time making decisions is because you don't trust you. Again, you've been lying to yourself. Would you be in a relationship with someone that consistently lied to you? No. So this is what happens to a lot of people. That's why when they get on the phone with me, I'm someone who makes quick decisions. I'm someone who's really good at that. Who's going to get all the trust? I am. Because the person's not going to be able to, because they don't know what to do, because they can't even follow through on how to live a productive life. So first things first is start taking action with like working on you, focusing on you. Go to the gym, get in better shape. If you can master your food, your sleep, and your exercise, that automatically is gonna allow you to become more accountable within yourself, and you're gonna grow very, very quickly, because there's a lot of people that do a poor job eating, poor job exercising, and a poor job sleeping. And if you can master those three things, you're gonna feel good. It's all about feeling good right now. And so many of us don't feel good. Tired, 2 o'clock hits, we're exhausted, we don't want to wake up early, we're getting our asses beat before we even get out of bed because we're snoozing. So if you go against someone that isn't snoozing, that's holding themselves accountable with their food, their sleep, and their exercise, they're going to beat you every single time. So that's what I would do first. Second would be find someone that you resonate with. Dude, any bob down the street with a sales training program. A lot of people come to me, they're like, well, Tommy, hey, I think I want to think about this a little bit more, like in a sale. I'm like, okay, totally understand. Let me ask you a question. How long has it been that you've been looking to make more money, get better at sales, and do this? Has it been on your mind the last week or so? Well, no, it's been on my mind the last 2 years. Okay, so do you think if you would have got started with something like this 2 years ago, your life would be in a much better position than you are right now? Well, yes. I'm like, hey, can you do me a favor? This is on a sales call. Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you get started with somebody? Dude, you've been thinking about this for 2 years. Started. Why the heck are we going to repeat the past? Get started with someone. If we don't lock arms and we hop off this call right now, get started with someone, because look at the way your life's been and you've been thinking about this for 2 years. Go to Bob down the street. Something is going to allow you to push that needle forward. But find someone that you like. Find someone you can resonate with and start chewing up their program and apply it. Because if that person has gotten results, you can find how they've done it through a program and invest in yourself. So you want to self-develop. So first, hold yourself accountable. Master your food, sleep, exercise. Start self-developing. And another one, have a relationship with your creator, God. Mm. Because I give all glory to the Lord. The reason why I feel like I've grown so much in such a short period of time. I went from being a drug addict of 16 years, overdosing 4 times, weighing 145 pounds, being broke, to becoming this person that I am right now. And the way I wake up in the morning, I'm waking up with a different identity, a different mindset. I get to see things. I envision myself. So I play a game. We were eating at this place called Casa Nails.
I'm not sure, bro.
It was a really cool spot. It was a really cool spot on the water. But then we see this yacht and we're like, you know, I'm always practicing my mind of being a multi-millionaire. I'm like, okay, yeah. So all right, let's see about that yacht. So we're all like, okay, so that probably yacht's like 80 foot. Like, let's see how much that costs, mm-hmm. right? So I start playing like, if you want to become a millionaire, then think and act like a millionaire. Mm-hmm. If you're on a yacht and you see all these like palm trees and everything like that, be like, okay, well, I want to live in the house. Well, how much would that house cost? Yeah. Right? Oh, palm trees. Okay. So if I'm going to be making decisions as a millionaire and I want to buy palm trees, I need to find out how much those palm trees are. This guy has like 20 palm trees and they're like, I don't know, $80,000 a palm tree. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, holy crap, that's 1.6 million in palm trees. You know what I mean? So it's like you start to think like a millionaire. Okay, so it's going to cost me 1.6 million in palm trees. You know, I want a little deck. I want a yacht, which will probably cost me like $5 to $10 million for the yacht. And now you're starting to play a game, because when you're making or you're at that caliber, you're going to start thinking as a different human being. So start bringing in that future self into the present moment as much as possible, even if you're not it. What did Patrick Bet-David said? Future truth. Future truth. Call things as they're gonna become in your life, and talk to yourself this way. And that's what I would do as far as taking an action.
I love that. The future looks great, guys.
Future looks bright.
Emilio, give B-roll on this portion for Tommy. All right, last question. All right, Tommy, I loved everything that you said. You smashed this podcast. All right, the final question of the pod. All right. If you were to give someone right now a word of advice, they're going through some shit, they might need to find themselves. What is one motivational saying that is close to your heart that you can help somebody level up, brother?
Hey, everybody started speaking to me before you even finished.
Yeah.
Do it now. Do it right now. Do it now, do it now, do it now. The moment that you feel like, maybe I should do it. No, do it now. You feel like procrastinating? Do it now. If you can just start doing things right now, you will begin to change. Anything that should be done today should not be put off for tomorrow. Do it now. If there's a program and you're on the phone with someone, you know it can help you, do it. If you want to move, move. If you need to be a better person, be a better person. If you're not being the hero to your kids, be the hero to your kids. Do it right now. You can change right now. It's a split decision. They say, you know, you're only one decision away. It's super true. If you can just do things right now and operate this way, the moment you feel like, maybe I should stay in bed, and you're like, the moment you feel procrastinating, the moment you feel complacency, the moment you just feel like you want to be in comfort, that voice should speak in your head and be like, do it now. All right, do it now. Maybe, you know, you finish eating, you're like, I'll do the dishes. Like, do it now. Just do it now and start taking more action, and you're going to start to change very quickly.
I love that, brother. And where can they find you?
They can find me at Thomas Proco, ThomasProco.
Love it. Love it. Guys, there you go. Tommy from the Elliott Group. I mean, you guys need to connect with him on Instagram. And where can they find Sierra?
At Sierra Pro, CIERAPRO.
Yeah. One of the best power couples I know since I've met them, since I've been in part of Andy Elliott's brotherhood. Guys, I highly recommend that you guys work with them, network with them. They're great people, phenomenal network, and they'll also connect you with other multimillionaires. And if you're not a millionaire yet, that's okay. You will be, all right? You just got to connect with the right people that have the proper mindset. With that being said, guys, that wraps it up. Make sure to follow us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on YouTube, okay? Make sure to check out, like, subscribe, and make sure to share this with a friend, guys. It could really help change someone's life, okay? Let's go ahead and get number one on the business podcast in the U.S. We are currently tracking just top 10 only, but no, we want to get to number one, guys, so you guys can help us make us number one, and we'll be able to create more value and bring better guests every single time, guys. My name is Paul Alex. Take care.
Thanks for listening up to the Level Up Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with a family, friend, and everyone you know who's ready to level up. Leave a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you tune in. It really helps spreading the word. And don't forget to check out officialpaulalex.com for more episodes and resources to kickstart your journey. Let's level up together.